Toronto Blue Jays infielder Kevin Biggio was planning to get a second opinion on a left elbow injury he suffered in a game last week while on a minor league rehab assignment. Biggio underwent an MRI exam and had X-rays done after he was hurt while diving for a ball in the outfield on Friday with AAA Buffalo, a Blue Jays spokesman said. Manager Charlie Montoyo did not have details Tuesday on what the results revealed but did confirm that Biggio would get a second opinion. "I didn't think it was that bad, but we'll see," Montoyo said in a pregame availability before the Blue Jays played the Chicago White Sox. Biggio, who has primarily played third base and right field this season, was playing the seventh game of his latest rehab assignment with the Bisons. The Blue Jays placed him on the 10-day injured list on August 3 with mid-back tightness. Biggio also spent time on the IL in late May due to a cervical spine ligament sprain. He was activated by the Blue Jays on June 11 after playing three games with Buffalo. The 26-year-old Houston native made his big league debut with the Blue Jays in May 2019. He was an everyday player in the pandemic-shortened 2020 campaign, but his numbers have slipped in his injury-plagued 21 season. Biggio hit .250 with a .375 on base percentage and .807 OPS in 59 games for the Blue Jays last year. In 77 games with Toronto this season, he has a .215 average with a .316 OBP and .666 OPS. In other injury news, Montoyo said Blue Jays outfielder George Springer, knee sprain, and reliever Joaquim Soria, finger inflammation, were both feeling good as they move closer to a return. Springer, who's eligible to come off the IL as early as Wednesday, did pregame running drills and batting cage work once again. Soria went on the 10-day IL on August 4. Montoyo said the team will see how both players were feeling Wednesday before deciding on next steps. Entering play Tuesday night, the 65-58 Blue Jays were 4.5 games behind the Boston Red Sox in the race for the second American League wildcard spot. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 24, 2021. Gregory Strong, the Canadian Press.